Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
For the Yankees to start losing, it has begun. Two out of the last three. But what I'll say is the Yankees don't get smoked. They don't get blown out. They make you sit there and watch every out, all 27 outs, down to the final strike. Never say die. They make it interesting. I'll take that, man. You can't win them all. You literally cannot win them all. Mets are down right now, 8-2 in Houston. I was watching that game. As close as I've watched any Mets game all year, rooting for the Mets to handle the Astros, but they're tough down there in Houston. I mean, why was the field wet? We'll get into this Mets game. It's on right now. The Yankees played. The Yankees lost 5-4 down there in the House of Horrors. The Trop turned back into the House of Horrors for a little bit tonight, but it's fine. Trust me, it's okay. Keith McPherson on the fan checking in for the night shift. Hello, come on in. How you doing? I take my L's on air. It's all right. You've watched a bunch of losses before. Aaron Boone just said it's a loss. We might lose again. We may a bunch of times. No, we will a bunch of times. It's baseball. The Yankees are the first team to 50 wins, and they're still winning at a 7.35 winning percentage, but they got tonight. Nestor Cortez, nasty Nestor night, round two in the Trop. I think he just said this is the third time he's faced that lineup. The cutter was not cutting it. They had a game plan. Baseball is all game plan in the beginning, right? Like at least starter versus the lineup, and even deeper, these guys have hitting meetings and plans of attack, and right now what I'm feeling with the Rays is it's just familiarity. The Yankees and Rays have played each other a bunch in the last 4 weeks since Memorial Day weekend. And the Rays aren't the same Rays, but they still have some guys. They still have some players. This Isaac Paredes guy, three home run night. This guy hit three homers. I guess he can play a little bit. There's a bunch of guys I said last night in this lineup that had me saying, hey, who are you? Like, I just never heard of some of these guys. Brouhaha. Walls, we know because he was talking. Paredes. I mean, they don't have their guys. You know Rosarena. You know Yandy Diaz. Kiermaier gets the night off. Aaron Judge gets the night off tonight. A lot of talk about his arbitration. We'll get into that as well. I hate talking about arbitration. It's just part of the business of baseball, and you assume that they took Judge out of the lineup because he was supposed to have his arbitration hearing tomorrow morning. That is now pushed to Friday. Won't be Wednesday morning. It's now Friday from what I read online, and Judge enters the game tonight with the chance to win it. Comes short. Comes up short a few feet. The will to win, Marwin. Marwin Gonzalez, Thriller. Made us all believe. Good to see Marwin Gonzalez playing and contributing. Tip your cap to Brian Cashman. When the Yankees signed Marwin Gonzalez, the Red Sox signed Trevor Story, which is good for them, but I remember myself wanting Trevor Story to be the shortstop of the New York Yankees and some other Yankees fans, and seeing Marwin Gonzalez, we were like, what? I guessed. I mean, Marwin Gonzalez has been solid, man. Gleyber Torres played shortstop tonight. I don't think he was bad. He actually made a couple good plays that I saw, at least two. I forget which one, when he got a Rosarena kind of going to his right, threw that ball across the diamond and got him. But, you know, all in all, positives, man. DJ had a good night. The incredible baseball machine with runners in scoring position, restoring the feeling, right? Remember when DJ used to come up and it was a lock that he was going to cash in with a runner on second or third? Automatic RBI. DJ had two RBIs. The Yankees went into this game with Nestor on the mound, with Judge out, with Gleyber at short. IKF is out, which, okay, you know, give him his time to rest, make sure he's good. But I feel like when this lineup came out, Yankees fans started panicking a bit. And I've gotten to the point with the Yankees where I'm just like, hey, whatever y'all want to do, you want to do. Who am I to question? And Judge played 32 straight games. I want to say that he was out tonight because of that. He hadn't had a game off in 32 straight games. He needed time off. And obviously when he was on that run where he was looking like the MVP, you don't take him out. He gets in late tonight. We'll see about the arbitration stuff. Nestor not having it. I know some people question Boone taking him out and him not facing Paredes for the third time. Didn't matter. It took Clark Schmidt deep. I guess we'll never know if the leash was too short. I feel like it wasn't a leash too short type of thing. It was just like Nestor didn't have it. They had a game plan. They jumped all over him. And we have faith in our bullpen. So you go there. It is what it is. Didn't work. You know, early on, reverse short porched out there in Tropicana, back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. These guys took Nestor deep to start the game, and my head was spinning. But then we bounced right back, tied it up, and then fought through the rest of the game. You just never think the Yankees are out of it. And that's a good feeling. That's a good team. Even though they've lost two out of their last three, no one is panicking. Tonight, we can talk about a bunch of different things we saw in the game, but I don't think there's any problems or issues or anything glaring. It just is what it is. It's a loss. Is it a series loss? No. They'll play tomorrow. We'll see what happens with the Mets here. Eyes on that game. Most likely the Mets lose that game, but I don't want to count them out. I call them the make it happen Mets. Maybe they make it happen. Early in that game, the field was really damp. I'm looking now at the screen. There's like a fog in the air. They have some antics down there at Tropicana Field, also at Minute Maid Park. What's up with these orange juice ballparks? What is that in the air? I'm watching the Mets game. There's like a smoke fog in the air. And early in the game, the field was wet. I'm like, why is the field wet? They have a roof. It shouldn't be from rain. The grounds crew made the field damp. I don't know. Mets hit a lot of ground balls, a lot of singles, trying to slow the ball down. Who knows? I just always suspect Houston of cheating. Either way, Yankees lose. Mets are down 6 runs. Yankees lose 5-4. Setting up the rubber match tomorrow at the Trop. Mets open up this series, this quick series with Houston. And, you know, first, Jose Altuve smoked one right over the wall at 3:15. And then Yordan Alvarez follows up. It is what it is. Mets are down 8-2. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666. We'll take our L's and we'll talk about it. It might be a long night or a quick night. You got me till 2 a.m.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Soft has a tremendous mental makeup to him that allows him to see the game differently than what most players can.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
I check it out now. The Yankees lose, and it's a different feeling than it was last year. The Yankees used to lose last year, and I would be physically bothered to the point where, like, I couldn't watch the post game. Now I'm always watching the post game. It's funny the difference a year makes. I've said this a bunch of times. I couldn't watch the postgame after losses. Once we got into the second half of the year, maybe not this early last year, probably this early last year, because we lost a bunch of games by the time we were at this point, but I couldn't watch Boone say the same things and the same answers. I feel like now he doesn't have the same answers and the same things. It's all good. Even when we lose, it's like, whatever. One run loss. Could have gone our way. Didn't. That's baseball. We'll win the next one. And when the Yankees lose now, I'm not even that mad. I'm just like, it's like the roller coaster ends. Like, you know, it was a fun ride. All right, that's it. On to the next. When you have 50 wins and you haven't hit your 20th loss yet, I guess you're afforded that kind of luxury. Not sweating it. If you guys want to talk about Nestor tonight, we can. I think it's interesting that the conversation has emerged of who do you give the ball to? Who's the Yankees' ace? Nestor Cortez or Gerrit Cole? I had someone call up and say, if we're in a one-game elimination, I'm like, we're not going to be in a one-game elimination. But if you want to talk about Cole versus Nestor now, makes sense. After what Cole did last night and what Nestor did tonight, some of you may feel differently. It's week to week. It's start to start. I hate that nasty Nestor didn't have a good start, had a nasty line before Nasty Nestor t-shirt night coming up this Friday at the stadium. I also don't like the Yankees losing 2 out of 3 before we get to this Astros series. But win the game tomorrow, take the series from Tampa, and then be ready to rock against Houston. Hopefully the Mets can take tomorrow's game from Houston. Max Scherzer. Let's talk about Mad Max. Say you don't want to be a rumble pony? Heard you. I feel you. Wants to be in the show, and he knows his price tag. He knows what he's making. He's like, I don't want to be down here. But he said he's healthy. Key words, I'm healthy. Mad Max is on the way back. DeGrom progressing. How soon do we see the aces for the Mets back on the field together, same time? That's going to be the sensu bean that the Mets need. I'd like to see it. Coming up, Dom Smith wasn't in the lineup tonight. Let me see some here. Dom Smith got called up and wasn't in the lineup. JD Davis. Well, that's fine. Albert Abreu is back. Tip your cap to Cashman again. Albert Abreu was traded in the Jose Trevino trade. Didn't work out for him. With Texas, didn't work out for him with the Royals. They released him. Yankees will bring him right back and get him right. Get him with Matt Blake and the guys and figure something out. He might be able to eat some innings for us. Who knows? Welcome back, Albert Abreu. Igor wins the Vezina Trophy? Cool. I think I had heard that for weeks that that was going to happen, but now it's confirmed. I saw he didn't win unanimously. I know that's tough. But trophies. Something to show for this season for sure. Man, I was thinking about, as I was in the city earlier, I was thinking about the Warriors parade and how I wish that the Rangers won. So, you know, or we're in the Stanley Cup. Now it looks like the Lightning might win a Stanley Cup. I'm not even a Rangers fan, but I wish the Rangers won and advance to the Stanley Cup so that could still be going on and then potentially win the championship to have a parade in New York. You're seeing the scene in Oakland. Oakland is not like New York City. A warm parade here is needed by the time we actually get a parade, or we hope to get a parade in October. Well, November it would be. It's going to be cold. That would be a different vibe. It's welcome. I'll be at the Mets or Yankees, whatever. But, man, I was like, wish that the Rangers won so that New York could turn upside down for a championship parade. I saw them turning up for the Warriors in Oakland, but it looked light. It looked mid. Didn't look that crazy to me. Somebody brings a championship back to this city, that party's going to be all day and all night. All day and all night. All right, let's get to the phones. I see some people on the line that I recognize. Starting us off, young Josh in Passaic. You know that.
How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. We had our graduation tonight, even though it wasn't much of a graduation because we have school tomorrow. But me and Mike were there, got our awards, got a meat board.
Wow, a meat board? What kind of awards you get?
Well, they all each handed us like a buck with like a certificate.
Oh, participation trophies. You guys just graduated eighth grade?
Yep.
Man, congrats, dude. Congrats.
We kind of graduated like a few weeks ago because we haven't really had class the last few weeks. Like every day we're getting out at like 12, 1, 2. It's all just like broken.
Well, it's about to be done, right? When's the last actual day of school? Was it today?
On Thursday.
Thursday. Almost out. School's out for the summer.
Soon you won't be the only one waking up at 9.
Hey, well, actually, today they didn't do it at 9. They did it closer to like 12, so that was fine.
If they heard you on the radio.
Maybe it got back to the building management. It probably did that. That's a good point.
And first, I want to clarify for Paul, if he wonders why I called twice, because I hope he's listening. The first time I called, mother told me to run an errand, so I gave the phone to my brother and told him how to try to answer it, and he, like, just flunked.
It's fine. It's all good. Don't have to explain.
And going on to the Mets, we should be pretty happy. If we're having Trevor Williams and David Peterson pitching on back-to-back days, if we could get one win, that's good enough. So you can't expect to get back-to-back wins with both of them pitching.
That's a good way to look at it. The sky's not falling. It is what it is. You hope to win with those guys on the mound, but if you don't win every time, you know, you take 50-50. You take one out of two. So that's a good way to look at it. And maybe you win tomorrow. I don't know. The Astros are tough.
Of course, Escobar decides to hit a home run tonight. And his RBI and his 2-run RBI single, and they're up 4-0 yesterday. But not if he could get more clutch when they really need him more. And I see he's fifth in the All-Star voting, but like how much good third baseman are there in the NL after Aaron?
A bunch. Machado's hurt. He's probably not going to play in the All-Star now. Eduardo might get there. He was in there last year.
Last year, he had 28 home runs and 90 RBIs. This year, if they're projecting, he's probably projecting at like 10 home runs and like 40 RBIs.
Yeah, a little different going from Milwaukee to the Mets. But I like Eduardo Escobar, man. He's had some moments. He hasn't had the most clutch or big moments, but he's had some moments.
He did have one walk-off, though. So hopefully they'll rebound tomorrow, get the hitting started first. They got to get the strike first. And how about your Yankees? What happened with Nestor?
Who knows, man? I know some people are out there thinking Nestor's turning into a pumpkin or he's regressing. I don't believe that. I think he just attacked these guys the same way that he attacked them last time he went there and shoved almost through a complete game. And they were ready. They were on it. I mean, it's known that the Rays have good baseball minds over there, their analytics team, their researchers, whatever. So I'm sure they were prepared. It's just one rough start for Nestor. He's a loud one. This guy is playing way over his head, and I'm not too worried about it.
And when do you think Scherzer's coming back? Do you think he'll actually start versus the Marlins, or are they just saying that to get us happy?
I mean, if the guy says he's healthy and he just had one start, like, why not put him in there? And then, I don't know. The guy was pretty clear. He doesn't want to be pitching for the Rumble Ponies. He wants to be in there. So 5 days from now, why not start him against the Astros?
We don't need six innings, just like four innings, and have him back in the dugout barking at everything. Gives him a huge confidence booster, and especially their pitching. And maybe that's why Bassett's starting to do better after going in a slump.
Maybe. I feel like it's time. This is a time in baseball, like basketball just ended, NBA ended, hockey's about to end. It's going to be all eyes on baseball. You want to have your team healthy. You want to have your team together. You want to have your team rolling into the All-Star break.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith. Have a good night.
Congratulations again.
Mike has a big chance of calling soon.
Yeah, tell Mike hit me up. Congrats. You know, graduating is important. It's been a long time. Congrats, Josh. When I was 13, I graduated, and it was super hot, and I think the move was to go to Chili's after, but I had gotten some trouble. I wasn't allowed to go to Chili's, so I just went back to the crib. Just went home, watched TV. Not a big celebration.
What happened at Chili's?
So at Chili's, supposedly, I didn't go, but at Chili's, supposedly all of the, you know, like, popular kids and good-looking girls and people that graduated eighth grade were pulling up at Chili's. Chili's was new. It was like a new restaurant.
Right,
that
it was
opened.
A new thing back. Yeah, I would think, because we're around the same age-ish.
Yeah, a Chili's pops up in town, it's lit. So, like, that was the move. But I'll tell what happened. It's in the past now. It doesn't matter. It's fine. No one was harmed. But last day of school, graduation day, me and the homies had compiled all of our, like, dittos and, like, worksheets and, like, notes and books and just nonsense. And we were going to throw them out. And somebody had a wild idea of, yo, let's light these jaws on, you know, let's light these jaws on fire.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew what I should have said.
You know what 12, 13-year-olds do. And this is before we had cell phones. Like, there wasn't many options
beeper?
Out there. Nah, no beeper.
No beeper?
Just nothing. This was when you would just go outside and your bike would be your identification of where you are. And I remember we went back to this place that was called Dead Man's Hill. It was this, like, sunken in hill hidden in the woods. So we were like, all right, we can go back here and make this big, like, bonfire. Word starts spreading around the neighborhood. People are pulling up with, like, gunpowder, Roman candles, matchbooks, throwing their own papers in, throwing their books in, throwing their dittos in. We're in the woods. This was super stupid and dumb. No one should ever try to do this. The woods start to catch fire. Some smoke starts to go in the air. Next thing you know, some people call the police. We're all in trouble. Obviously, everything was fine. Like, no one was harmed. It went out, but this is one of those things, you know,
but
kids
you
being
out
kids.
On Chili's.
Yeah, but right. So, like, I go home and shower, and my mom wasn't home yet. I remember going home trying to shower the smoke smell, like, off of me. I smell like straight up ash. And I'm in the shower. My mom comes home, and then, like, simultaneously, my mom's knocking on the door. He's like, Keith, come out here. I'm like, uh oh. I'm like, there's more to this.
I don't like the sound of that.
They let my mom know. And I was in trouble, bro. But I still had to go to graduation and smile and act like nothing happened. But I was punished by, all right, you were out there doing stupid stuff like that. Could have got yourself hurt or in trouble even more. Well, now you can't go to Chili's. And I missed out. And I'll never know how popping Chili's was. I mean, I went years after, but I missed out on the eighth grade graduation one. So you guys that are graduating now, behave. Listen to your parents, do what you're supposed to do, and make sure you can get to Chili's after your graduation to celebrate with your friends. Congrats. Let's go to Brooklyn. Young Daniel out in Brooklyn. What's up, kid?
Hiya.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Also, one more thing different from the Yankees this year and last year. This last year, when they had 46 wins, don't ask me why I remember this, I just do. They had 43 losses.
You remember the record when it was 46 and 43.
No idea why. I just do.
Yeah, because it was like close to 500, and you're like, this team's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And then this year, when they're 50, it's 18. Yeah.
So when you have that many wins, there's room for losses. When you have this many win streaks, you're like, whatever. All right, not going to win them all. And the thing is, like I said in my open, the Yankees don't get blown out. They don't get smoked.
Yeah.
They're in every game. You watch the game until the very last out because the Yankees are in it.
Judge gave it a ride.
Man, Judge, I don't know if it was Kaster. I don't know if it was just because it was Judge and the pinch hit and the dramatics. I thought Judge did it. I stood up from my couch.
I did not.
Yeah, I guess you judged the Judge fly ball better than me, but I just felt like it was going to get tied.
Another reason why I think the World Series this year was discussed today by Carson and Roberts, but the AL is not that good. I'm not saying that's why they're at 50 wins. The Yankees are at 50 wins because they're beast mode, but who's stopping them other than the Astros, maybe?
No one. Not Toronto, not Minnesota, not Boston, not Cleveland, not Tampa, not Chicago. And those are the, you know, top eight teams I just read off in order right now. It's everyone knows it's a collision course, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to get Yankees, Astros. What is this now? Part four?
No, three.
Well, we had a 2015 AL wild card.
Oh, yeah? was too young, I don't know.
2019 or 2017 yeah. ALCS, 2019 ALCS. So this will be part four.
Oh, I don't remember the wild card game. So.
I know. I went to that game. It sucked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I said I'm never going to a wild card game again because when they lose, it's like, oh, man, season's over. Like, we can't come back to the stadium for a long time.
Did you ever go to the wild card game after this?
No, never went to, didn't go to the Twins wild card game after, no, after having that feeling.
My uncle went to the Twins wild card.
Yeah, well, we won, so good for your uncle. But for me, going to 2015 and taking that L, Dallas Keuchel and, you know.
I might have gone last year if it was in New York, if it was in Boston.
Should have been in New York. We didn't handle business.
Yeah. Congratulations, Mike, Josh.
When are you graduating, Daniel?
I did graduate. I'm in ninth grade now.
Oh, you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Now you're in the big kid school?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's good.
As long as it's good.
Yeah. It's okay. It's just classes and then go home.
Go home and watch the Yanks.
Watch the Yanks, play ball, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, just pass the time. You won't even remember the time when you get older. I barely remember. Mm. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I bike to school, I bike home, I bike everywhere. My bike, like you said, my bike's my vehicle. Like my car.
Yeah, that's what it was for me. I didn't have a cell phone until I was like 13, 14. It was my bike. Like, where's Keith? He's over there. His bike is outside of this place.
Yeah. I'd rather a scooter, but...
I can't do the scooter.
Electric scooters, no?
Oh, maybe electric scooter. I'm thinking like Razor scooter, pushing that thing around. Electric scooter, maybe. You need a helmet. You need a license for that, though. I see a lot of people with these electric scooters that they rent looking for trouble.
Why?
Trying to get hurt. I see people in traffic all the time with these scooters. I'm like, it's not a good idea.
You think they're dangerous?
Definitely.
Why?
No helmet. If you get bumped.
That's the dangerous part. I hate those.
If you get bumped on one of those scooters, you're going for a spill.
Yeah. That's what they say. It's everything.
Yeah, everything's dangerous. What else you got, young Daniel?
I don't know.
You're just glad that the Yankees have 50 wins and 18 losses instead of 46 wins and 43 losses at the end of the day.
Yeah, quick game. Finally got the call for once.
Got the call?
I got the call because whenever you come on at 11:30, then I gotta wait, and then sometimes the line is busy and I can't get on, and then this and that, whatever.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm thinking calls in the game. Cause
I called during the postgame show this time.
Yeah, you were able to call in and get through and not hit the busy line or whatever. I don't know what it sounds like when you call. Is it just a busy tone?
Yeah, and Igor won the Vezda, whatever it's called.
Vezina? The Vezina?
I don't know, whatever it's called.
I think it's the Vezina.
He won the best goalie.
Good. It's a trophy. Not the one they wanted, but it's a trophy. Thanks for the call, young Daniel. Any other young cats before we... I feel like I had a caller that was like, all right, get the young kids' calls in before 12. And I think we did that. The rest of these callers aren't children. Let's see what the time is. I don't have to break right now. Let's go back to Brooklyn. That's where young Daniel was. Susan, out in Brooklyn, on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Keith. First time, long time. I'm a diehard Mets fan. I've been a Mets fan since 1969, and I know the feeling about the wild card. I went to the Mets Giant game in 2016. That was a horrible feeling.
Yeah, and it makes you never want to feel that again.
Exactly, but I think Max Scherzer is going to pitch on Sunday because he's a bulldog.
Awesome. I think he's ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
Sunday against the Marlins, June 26th, yeah. They're saying he's ready to go. So if he's ready to go, then good. If not, then pitch him against the Astros.
Keith, may I just think about one more thing?
Absolutely.
I'm a senior citizen in assisted living, and our group went to the Cyclone game tonight, wheelchairs and walkers. I'm with a walker because I came 4 hours with dying in February, but that's another story. But anyway, we were only a group of 12, and... they refused to give us free caps. They said you have to be a group of 50. I think that was a little cruel.
What? The like hat giveaway at the door?
No, you see, if you're a group, you know, like if you're a group, like they'll give you a free Cyclone cap.
Like a ticket sales group? Like if you buy a certain amount of tickets, if you buy 50 tickets?
Yeah. And to me, there were groups there that looked less that were getting the tickets. I mean, and getting the caps. I mean, I'm just venting because, like, we're a small group and we came in wheelchairs and walkers. I mean, it's a small thing. I mean, the Cyclones are a multi-million-dollar organization, and couldn't they hand 12 caps out for free? I mean,
did you see any extra caps? Like, was there a surplus of these caps?
Oh, yeah. You see them all around, yes.
And then I don't know about that. Then it's like, come on. The purpose of these caps is to give them away.
Yeah. And they said, oh, no, you got to be a group leader of, you got to be a group of 50 to get them. I just thought that was cold.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. And some people abuse their power, right? Somebody might have been told, hey, don't give these to anyone in a group less than 50. And they're like, nope, we're not going to give them to you. Not even to be nice to ladies in walkers and wheelchairs.
Right, right. But I had a great time at the Cyclone game. They did. They won in the bottom of the ninth. They won 4-3.
Good. A win is a win. Count it. The Mets are going to lose, or just lost, and the Yankees lost. So we'll take a Cyclones win.
But I want to say one thing about the Yankees with Nesta. The Yankee fans shouldn't get down on Nesta. You know, anybody could have a bad night. I mean, you know, it's like even Seaver used to have a bad night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he got rocked early. He got rocked in the first inning. So that's how you have a bad night. You give up back-to-back home runs in the first inning, the night is bad.
So you just have a great start the next time. I mean, I'm a very passionate Mets fan, and I just try to, you know, like, take it all in, but I don't give up till the final out. I mean, that's my attitude.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have. That's how I watch the baseball game, too. 27
yeah,
outs.
Yeah, right. But it's just an honor to talk to you. This is the first time I'm talking to you. I've been a fan of FAN since the first broadcast in 1987 when Susan Warman came on.
Awesome.
And did the first. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate the call,
thanks,
Susan. Let's see. I got a call I want to take right now before we do have to break. Jim in Stratford, Connecticut, on the Fan. Tell me something, man.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Even though we lost, so, happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather get the loss out of the way before we see the Astros. That's how I feel, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't win them all. Like, whatever, it's all good. It's been amazing.
18 losses at this point, okay.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I got a story very similar to your Woods on Fire story. Also in eighth grade. So I took Spanish in eighth grade, and we had a Spanish field trip. We go to a restaurant. The whole class goes to this restaurant. And we're talking, this is back in 1990. And so we're in the restaurant, and there's books of matches on all the tables. And so I take a couple books of matches. And we have the meal, whatever. We're outside afterwards waiting for the buses to come. And I'm flicking the matches. I don't know if you've ever done this. You pull off a match and you flick it and light it as you throw it, like with your finger.
Of course I've done that.
It makes like a little fireball, like a shooting
a baby pyro. Know? Of course, I used to do plenty of matchbook tricks. I didn't have a cell phone. Yeah. That was riveting back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was pretty harmless, you know. So I'm doing that in the parking lot, and one of them lands in a bush with some, like, dry leaves in it, right? And it starts to smolder, and there's a little smoke starting to come out of the bushes. And I'm over there trying to stomp it out. And it didn't catch fire, but it was just smoking a little bit. And I didn't think much of it. Like, whenever the buses came, we were out of there. And I thought that was the end of it, right? And so the next day, this is toward the end of the year. So I was in band. I play saxophone. So the band trip is coming up. We have a Six Flags Great Adventure trip up in Agawam, Mass, right? That's coming up. And, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. And so I get called to the principal's office the next day. And the vice principal was like, yeah, we you were starting a fire or whatever outside, send your ponchos. So someone ratted me out, right? It wasn't a teacher. It was a student. I don't know what. But I
never found out who the snitch was?
No, I never found out who snitched on me. But I got
that would eat at me forever.
Right? I know. I got suspended 3 days out of school. And I never even had a detention. And I couldn't go to the band trip, which I think was like that weekend coming up, right? But here's the kicker. While I'm suspended, first of all, my mom thought that was kind of a over-the-top punishment. And she actually took me fishing those 3 days.
Nice.
A little vacation. I spent time with my mom. We went fishing. And
good mom.
It was cool, right? But while I'm out of school, they had an assembly for awards, like Student of the Month and this and that. And I won Student of the Month. And the principal goes, Jim, blah, 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 for Student of the Month. And they're like, Jim, where are you? Where are you, Jim? And my friend Eric goes, you suspended him, remember? She didn't even know who I was to the point of that she suspended me. So, yeah. So I didn't get to go on the band trip, get Student of the Month while I'm suspended, went fishing. Yeah.
And then how many days were left of the school year? It was the end of the year. You got suspended 3 days. What do you have, a couple weeks left max?
Yeah, this was like the end of May probably. And we get out like the third week of June, second week of June. So yeah.
Yeah, by then it's like you're just so over school. You're just going through the motions like, all right.
The band trip was the kicker though. That stuff.
Yeah, can't get that back. That's what I said. It would eat at me to find out who snitched and who cost me that band trip. And walking on the stage to get Student of the Month.
Right. I know. No. I never really gave it a second thought, which is weird about who snitched on me.
That's good of you. That's good of you. Vengeance. They say vengeance is for the Lord. You're not supposed to seek vengeance.
Well, they also say revenge is a dish served cold. Is best. Wait, what is it?
Revenge is a dish best served cold. Yes.
Which means you wait a long time until you get your revenge, right?
And no matchbooks will be involved.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Hey, we got to take a break. Keep McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Call me up. We'll talk more about the Yankees, the Mets, and what we saw tonight. 877-337 6666, right back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
All right. Looking at some things, looking at some news, some notes, different things from tonight. I feel like we do have to talk about Aaron Judge in this arbitration. I hate arbitration because of what we saw for Dellen Betances in, I think, 2016 going into 2017. And I always use the term, I felt like the Yankees undressed that man in the arbitration. And they kind of ripped him. And, yeah, I don't think they're going to do that to Aaron Judge. Completely different situation. Obviously, Dellen was a good player, an all-star, and contributed. But that year, he also had some opportunities to close and get saves, and he blew it. So they used that against him. And Randy LaVine went in there and handled business. And it's that. It's business. It's not personal. It's business because when you think about this money, right, and for Aaron Judge, you know, a lot of the talk is the difference is $4 million. Well, the Yankees are going to make moves at the trade deadline, right? And they're going to look to spend and pay and have some flexibility for the trade deadline and after, and it's just business. Aaron Judge is a guy that's going to command a lot of money after this season. Before this season, he's under contract with the New York Yankees. He feels like he's worth $21 million. They put up $17 million, and there will be a hearing Friday. And Judge says he's going to go in there and wear a suit and handle business. And hopefully it's all copacetic. Hopefully it's not something that gets too dirty or out of hand, or, you know, they don't drag him or take any shots at him where then he gets upset. But I don't think it's going to go down like that. Judge is a professional. When we look at the situation with the contract offer he got and how he turned around and performed after turning that down, that would make you believe that he's not worried about anything coming out of arbitration. It's just kind of tough now, right? The arbitration hearing was supposed to be tomorrow morning, and now it's going to be Friday. And for me, I'm just thinking about baseball and the opponents, right? We're facing the Rays tomorrow. I'm guessing Judge will be back in the lineup. He'll play then, travel back to New York. We'll face Houston in that first game Thursday, and then wake up and Judge will have that hearing before the game Friday. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk to the fans who call the Fan. 877-337-6666. Billy in Valhalla, New York. What's up, Billy? You're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. Hope all is well. Keith, I want to ask you about not the Yankees in the regular season. I want to skip to October. The October Yankees, okay?
Okay.
First round, they get a bye, okay? Second round, you're talking probably Toronto, Boston, Tampa. Okay, now, the lineup scares me. It don't scare me when they're playing the Chicago Cubs, the Detroit Tigers, the Angel pitching staff, the Twins pitching staff, the Oriole pitchers there. Don't scare me. Now, Tampa. Right, I was at two of the three games in Yankee Stadium. Don't get me wrong. I couldn't be happier the way they're playing. But the facts are, any one of those three games, the lineup could have lost that game. The pitching's been not good. It's been superior, okay?
Yeah.
In those three games at Yankee Stadium, they had 12 hits and four earned runs in three games, and they won all three. The pitching's been superior. There's no question about the pitching. Okay. Now, Toronto, you got that Mahoney. they in three games, they got one big hit off him. The other day, Hicks cleared the
Manoa? Alec Manoa? Yeah.
Yeah, Alec Manoa. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they've cleared. Hicks had one big hit. He hit the double. They cleared the bases with the bases loaded. I think that's the only runs they got. I think they got one run the first two games that he started against them. Okay. Then you got Berrios, who's been bad all year. And then now Grossman had a pretty good game today. But yeah, he's been having trouble. All right, you got them now. If you're fortunate to beat one of those. And Boston, pitching's not the greatest, but they got a tremendous hitting team. The pressure on the Yankee pitching in the playoffs is going to be tremendous. I don't see this lineup. I don't see them against Verlander, Vasquez, Valdez of the Astros. I don't see them. I mean, if the pitching stays the way it is, yeah. Okay. If they, now, Cortez, you're saying he had a bad game today. He did. Look at his last two starts. 5 3, the last game, mediocre. And the game before that, he didn't pitch well. So he's had three bad games. I think the American League's catching up with him, okay? I think this team is unfortunately in trouble come October. Again, if the pitching goes down just a little bit, they're going to be in trouble. I don't think there's – and another thing, like Judge, right? Now Judge has been tremendous. You can't have a better start than him. I mean, forget about it, right? But, you know, I was watching a game on TV. The announcer mentioned that he's in a little slump. You know why he's in a little slump? He's played the three games at the stadium against Tampa, three games against Toronto, and today. And then tomorrow they got Boz, a pitcher tomorrow. I believe he's one of their young pitchers that they have big hopes for. Let me tell you, when the Yankees don't see somebody – you know this. You've been a million Yankee games.
Yep.
When the Yankees don't see a pitcher, they're going to have a rough time tomorrow. And this Houston series, if I could get a split, I'd take it and run. I'm telling you, October's not going to be easy with this lineup. This lineup leaves too many men on base still. Stanton, if he's on, forget about it. You can't get him out. When he's cold, forget about it. Okay, and like the announcer said today, Judge is in a little bit of a slump. He's in a little bit of slump because no more games with the Cubs, no more games with the Angels. Boehm was for a little bit not playing him for a little while. The Angels, we got to go to the coast. No bad pitching staffs now. You can say what you want about Tampa. They can't hit at all. Their lineup is I believe, you check, see if I'm wrong. Didn't their bottom of their four or five of their lineup, their 6, 7, 8, 9, were they under 200 today? I think they might have been under 200, the four or five of them.
Yeah.
Their lineup's terrible. Lineup's terrible. But they got tremendous pitching. And their bullpen, the Yankees never hit their bullpen. This year, their bullpen's been a little down. But in the pit, nobody hits their bullpen. McClanahan is very tough. And they got other young pitchers that are going to be tough. They won't be a pushover in the playoffs.
I don't know if they necessarily get there. Billy, thank you for the call. Let me weigh in. And I appreciate the glass half empty approach. I appreciate the look at the Yankees and say, you know, this isn't going to work in October. But I'll start with this. The trade deadline. There's going to be some new guys here. There might be some guys that you're used to seeing not here. The trade deadline. This won't be the team in October. For the last couple weeks, I said, if this is Cashman's last year on his deal and this is his masterpiece of a team, the best team we've seen in the last couple years, and you think he's passing up on a chance to make them better? You think he's passing up on a chance to bolster this lineup, bolster this bullpen, bolster this rotation? No. I think he's looking at the deadline like, hey, let's get ready to rumble. Let's see what we can do to make this team better. And when we talk about the Yankees lineup changes every day, and guys rest every day. Our A lineup, I'm taking against, I don't care if it's Alec Manoa, Kevin Gausman, I don't care if it's Corey Kluber, Shane McClanahan, I'm taking those guys. We've already seen them in the regular season against those guys win. We've seen them get the best of those pitchers. And then when we talk about our pitching, okay, Nestor has, you know, I said some people think he's turning back into a pumpkin or he's regressing. Nestor has come down to earth some from his start where people were saying, this guy's got the lowest ERA. He should be a Cy Young candidate. He's the ace. Okay. Well, this is a guy that, like I said before, he's playing way over his head, way over any expectations anyone ever had of him. Some nights he can be an ace. As of late, he hasn't been. But other guys in this rotation have his back, and they emerge, like Gerrit Cole. And we got to put some more respect on Jameson Taillon. I got faith in Jameson Taillon in the postseason, based off of what I've seen. I also have faith in Jordan Montgomery, who has pitched in the postseason, and he's been very solid this year, too. So it's just going to be a matchup thing. Baseball is a game of matchups, night to night. 1 versus 9, starters versus the lineup. And it's way too far. We got 4 months, July, August, September, October to go before we're actually lined up in the postseason. And I'm taking the Yankees over the field in the AL. I don't think there's another team with better pitching and a better lineup, 1 through 9, no matter how the Yankees configure it, they're better. And we've seen that already. We've seen that already. And Verlander doesn't scare me. Verlander got rocked his last start. He's up there in age. He can get rocked too. And who pitched for them? Urquidy tonight against the Mets? They don't scare me. They're not the same Astros either. They are the Astros, minus their most clutch player in Carlos Correa. They don't scare me either. This is the year where it seems like the Yankees are the best team in the AL, and there's not another team in the AL that you really think can hold, you know, their weight with them. So we'll see. 4-game set against the Astros, I'd take a split as well. Just like the first time the Yankees went down to the Trop to face the Rays, and we took a split. And I said, we didn't lose the series. Should have won the series, but we'll take a split. The Yankees are number one. The Yankees are above and beyond the rest of their competition right now. So how could I look at this team and say they're not going to be ready in October? And how could I look at this team and compare them to other teams and say other teams have better pitching or better lineups? And they're no, there's also an experience thing too, right? It's different when you get to October. How many postseason starts has Alek Manoah had? How many postseason starts has Kevin Gausman had? How many postseason, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I understand the approach. I understand the glass half empty look. I understand the pessimism of saying, hey, you know, they failed in the past in October. Here's where they can fail. Yeah, there are times where this lineup goes quiet, where guys you're expecting just don't come through, like Stanton, like Judge. Yeah, they're slumping, but there are guys in this lineup that figure it out and manufacture runs and get it going. You see them do that circular motion? That's the new Knoxelli. When they get on base, they do a circle with their hands. I don't know if it means bring me around. I don't know if it means, I don't know. But, like, they have something. We saw it today. Higgy gets on. Then Marwin gets on. And then there's a little bit of a rally going. DJ knows what to do with runners in scoring position. I feel like when the lights are at its brightest and you put these guys together, they're going to do it. And I like going to the bench and having Matt Carpenter available. I was thinking about that today at MLB Network, talking about the Yankees. And they're saying, you know, does this Yankees team have any weaknesses? And all teams have weaknesses. But the Yankees are able to overcome their weaknesses. What I love about the Yankees is they've learned from their weaknesses over the past few years. Base running. They run the bases completely different now. I said it in my Tell Me Something Cool. Power punishes, but speed kills. The Yankees have been winning because they're taking advantage on the base paths. That's different. That's not what they were like in the last couple years. Talking about having a bat on the bench, instead of going to Mike Ford as your lefty off the bench, the Yankees can go to Matt Carpenter. So, I don't know. That's my perspective.
Are you at, right now, Keith, are you at the World Series or bust mentality yet, or no?
No, yeah, of course.
Okay,
I said the other night, right?
When I was, saw this going around.
When like I was tonight. Critical of the Yankees for talking about the World Series in spring training, it was because of the way that the season ended the year before being bounced by your rivals in a 1-game elimination. You had a postseason hat on for a day, and then the next spring training you're talking about, we need to bring a World Series title back to New York. So I was kind of upset with that. And then I said, I went down there and I saw how many talented players they had on the team. So I understood they all got around each other and they're like, this is the most talent we've ever had together. This is a World Series team. And when you're the Yankees with that payroll and that pedigree and this performance, when you start to perform this way, there is no other option. It's World Series or bust. And not just World Series trip, 28 has to be acquired this year just based off of this start.
Right, so that's the question I was asking. So with all the, and I think a lot of Yankee fans probably are on your side, and it's interesting that Yankee fans are going to freak out. And you're a smart Yankee fan. You know this team is probably going to lose another 30 or 40 games this year. And
sure.
And in the long run, and we've spoken about this off air, that doesn't matter. Them losing 60 or 65 games doesn't matter. The only thing that matters for Yankee fans is October and 28.
Learn from the losses. And, Figure it out. Figure out what needs to happen.
Right.
Boone is going to learn from decisions he's made with the bullpen.
I don't think
players are going to learn from swinging at the first pitch
right.
and not taking a pitch.
And you would think that hopefully Boone learned something from the Cora really running around circles managing last year.
Him and Kevin Cash are sparring all the time.
Yeah.
And I think Boone is ready. I mean, this looks like his team. He is ready, and I think these guys are ready. This is a championship window. I used to have this fear that, like, think about the collection of talent the Yankees have. You have Aaron Judge. You have Giancarlo Stanton. You have Gleyber Torres. You have Gerrit Cole. You have all of these, like, superstar talent players together right now. If you don't win a championship,
it's an unmitigated disaster, which is crazy because this team is probably going to win 100 games this year. And just to show you, like, the mindset of Yankee fans, and maybe, like, all sports fans, because we're all fickle, and it's like, what have you done for me lately? Like, you guys are going to win 100, 105 games this year. And if you guys lose a seven-game series in the World Series, or if you guys lose in seven in the ALCS to the Astros, it's a disappointment. It's a disaster. And it's just weird having that mindset as, like, a Yankee fan.
But
and,
you
again,
know
I'm
what?
A Met fan, but
I'm walking full into it, because I'll take that over a wild card loss. Because if we lose in the World Series, that means October is lit in the Bronx. That means we're turning up every week leading up to that. And if it all comes crashing down in a Game 7 of the World Series, we'll get right back at it the next year knowing that we can get back.
If you don't get 28, then you'd be – it's the season's not a disaster.
I know it's hard. I know that in baseball,
sure.
The best team does not win every year. The Braves were not the best team last year. They got hot. They added pieces at the deadline. They gelled,
really
and then
smart.
They got – hot when it was time.
Really smart pieces, whether it was Soler, it was all these guys. And
Jock
is,
Peterson,
and this
Soler.
And after Acuna got hurt,
yeah.
And they still won. So
yeah. And I know that with this Yankees team, they're going to add a couple more pieces. They already have. You make the trade for Trevino, awesome. You add Matt Carpenter, great. They just figured out how to bring Albert Abreu back. I bet he figures out how to pitch again with the Yankees. They have guys on the men, like Zach Britton wants to be a part of this. Jonathan Loaisiga coming back. Like, the Yankees have so much talent. Domingo Germán, I know people don't like him or Chapman, and them two paired together. They're coming back, though. It's an arms race. You need as many reliever starters as you can to actually get to the end of the race. The Yankees have a ton of talent, and I really think that this team has been forged through fire from the last few years of coming up short. 2017, you're a game away from the World Series. You find out you were cheated. They literally banged trash cans that season and cheated their way to a championship. You were close. The next year, your rivals knock you out in the ALDS, and then the Red Sox go on to win it. Back-to-back years, you're defeated by the AL champ and the eventual World Series champ. 2019, you win the AL East. I think it was for the first time since, I don't know, like 2012. You go into that postseason thinking, hey, we overcame injuries. We're going to be able to do it this year. We want the Astros. You lose in six games, and it's a heartbreaker. DJ hits a home run that makes all Yankees fans think, hey, we're in this. Altuve returns serve. The next year, 2020, should have opted out. Should have opted out of this 60-game nonsense. Crept into that postseason as a wild card, which was different in San Diego with no fans. And you get to the round after beating Cleveland, you get to the round to face, again, the team that eventually goes on to win the AL and go to the World Series, the Rays. You had them beat in that series. You flinched. You tried to play Rays baseball. You pitched Davey Garcia as an opener, and you put Happ in. Blew up in your face. And then, once again, Aroldis Chapman, deja vu, blew up in your face. It was Altuve in 2019 who hit the home run. It was Brasseau in 2020. Season over. 2021.
And Rajay Davis when he was on the Cubs, too.
Rajay Davis, clutch. I mean, I can go back through the years, man, of Yankees failures, and I'll take a World Series Game 7 failure over a 2015 wild card exit against the Astros in a heartbeat. I already just answered the question. Yes, I'll take that pain. I'm scared, but I'm not that scared. I'll take that over losing to our rivals in a one. No, that's it. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. Thank you for letting me vent. That's what it sounds like. I'm a Yankees fan. The Yankees lose. This is the thoughts that I'm having, and I'm sure you're probably having some of the same ones. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.